Hi, you're listening to your daily Afro-Caribbean news on CFUV 101.9 FM in Victoria, the traditional lands of the Songhees, Esquimalt and Wusanich people. I am your host, Yeti. A mental health expert for the Support Network for Indigenous Women and Women of Color, SNWOC, Michaela Shannon, has referred to domestic violence and abuse during COVID-19 as a pandemic within a pandemic. Shannon made the reference at the end of a four-week workshop tagged the Grandmother Moon Workshop Series, focused on supporting women who may be stuck in toxic relationships and experiencing intimate partner violence. According to a statement released by Ms. Dominique Jacobs, SNWOC's Communications and Resource Development Coordinator, the workshop held in commemoration of the United Nations International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. The day, marked on 25th November yearly, was part of a month-long virtual workshop series to bring to fore issues surrounding needless deaths and issues of mental health arising from domestic violence and abuse. Shannon said, open quotes, "The current circumstance is a pandemic within a pandemic, as we have seen the rise of both domestic violence and overdose of deaths as a result of COVID-19. Public health specialists suggest these increases are due to the stay-at-home measures and disruptions to daily life that are aimed to slow the spread of the virus and save lives, which has created a whole new mental health crisis." Close quotes. Jacobs in the statement said, SNWOC's peer support program combats isolation by building a network of women helping women. She said the program has shifted from in-person meetings to online support due to COVID-19 restrictions. Open quotes. It now offers both virtual events and one-on-ones, depending on need. End of quote, Jacobs said. She advised victims of domestic abuse to take advantage of SNWOC's community resource events, which offer specialized one-on-one support with things from navigating the Canadian healthcare system to finding legal advice. Our peer supporters are available for phone calls and online appointments to support racialized women as community service advocates, Jacobs said in the statement. She added that the Black Indigenous People of Color therapists also help individuals impacted by a number of struggles, including racialized trauma, sexuality, gender identity issues, low self-esteem, anxiety, depression, adjustment, system navigation difficulties, stress management issues, and negative thoughts. You have been listening to Afro-Caribbean News with Yeti on CFUV 101.9 FM. This project is funded by Canadian Heritage and the Community Radio Fund of Canada as part of the Local Journalism Initiative. To hear more stories, visit canada-info.ca.